Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good week, good month, good year. I'm Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe that all lesser values than love have the gravitational pull down into rabbit holes, dark spaces. Love alone is credible. Love alone reaches higher than the common or the ordinary. Love reaches us and pulls us away from BS, bait and switch, or any other kind of BS. It pulls us up. It pulls us forward into productivity. So I'm glad you came here today to join with me for a fresh new episode of the No BS Bishop. Last 2 weeks, we presented a two-part series that it was a replay of some other time, and I tuned in when I could, and I was aware of what was there, and so I want to go back to some of that. It was on the seven imperfections of love. It was a great series. It is a great series, and it's still in the archives of WPCA here under the No BS Bishop link. So today I'm going to review what we talked about there. I'm going to take you to some new material because I am convinced that love will challenge every layer of our living. It'll challenge our mentality. It will challenge our emotions. Love will challenge our hopes. Love will challenge, it'll challenge the way we see the world around us, because love demands of us, all of us. And in that demand, then we're going to have to work hard, and there are imperfections in that, and there are demands that love creates. But hear me carefully, it's worth it all. It pays to be a lover. It pays to live this life as a loving human being, with the pilgrimage and the journey toward the depth, the height, the width, the significance, and the foundations of love. Love is not some easy peasy, cotton candy cheesy way of life. It's not some get in your VW van hippie kind of way of looking at things. It is the heavy lifting of mature adults. And in that heavy lifting, you will develop the beauty of what love is all about. To that end, I have written Love's Creed. I noticed in the last 2 weeks when we did the replay of what's been here before, I missed my Love's Creed. I wrote this some years ago, and I share it here every No BS Bishop episode. I missed it, and so here we are again with it. If you'd like a copy of this, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Be happy to send you a copy. But here it is. I'll read it in total. Then I'll go through it like vows at a wedding altar, and I'll have you repeat after me. All right? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less. That's Love's Creed. Now let me give it to you as you might repeat the Apostles' Creed at church. Let me give it to you though as a vow that a bride and a groom might take at their wedding altar. You repeat after me when I say the first phrases. All right, here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less. Now, to that end, that creed is the it's what I said at the beginning of the of this particular broadcast. It is the demand of love. It is the regimen, the exercise of love. It's the heavy lifting. It's the weight lifting, if you will, of love that develops our strengths and our emotions, develops our mentality. I believe loving people will increase their IQ scores. I really do. I think love has the effect on our body and our brain. Your brain is an organ that creates more space for life and thinking and learning and the capacity to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Love has the kind of resiliency that refuses to quit. In 1 Corinthians 13 in the Bible, it says love never fails. It just doesn't quit. It won't let go. And because of that tenacity of love, it puts you in places of imperfections, you know, human imperfections, which I said we covered in the previous two broadcasts, which were replays. And those seven imperfections, based again on the demands of love, the heavy lifting of love, those seven imperfections are these. Rejection. Love sets you up for rejection. That's a terrible feeling, but it's still true. Rejection. Introspection. Not an unhealthy self-loathing, but as we say in 12 Steps, that I'm conducting a fearless and searching moral inventory to look internally, not to blame externally everybody for what they've done, but to look at myself. The third imperfection of love is it's never ending. It will require a lifetime of exploration. Fourth imperfection of love is sometimes it hurts. There is pain there. The first imperfection is rejection. And out of that, we come to this fourth imperfection, which is there is pain in love. Ask any mama who's ever given birth to a child. It physically hurts. But that end of that labor creates this love that is it's extraordinary in the human experience. The fifth imperfection of love is enemies must be loved. Oh, we don't get to just love those who love us back. Jesus said, what are you doing? I mean, if you're just going to do that, big deal. Everybody does that. But how about you love your enemies? That creates for us the space of living in the majesty of God, which I'll get to in just a moment. The sixth imperfection of love is that there are times when love weeps. That's right. Joy comes in the morning, but weeping does endure for the night, especially when love matters to you. When love is a truth that is connected to all of our sensory emotions and all of our psychiatry wiring. And I was trying to find the right way to put that. How we're wired psychologically. Love will take you to weeping. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And the seventh imperfection of love, and I don't know, this, I say this as an imperfection so that it catches your attention, but it is true that love says, I'm sorry. It was once heralded as a cliche that love means I never have to say I'm sorry. Oh, please spare me. Love will put a demand on us to own our stuff, to stop blaming everybody for everything all the time. And love has the imperfection of saying, I'm sorry. I blew that. I didn't love well. I am committed to doing better. So those were the seven imperfections we talked about over the last couple of weeks. I don't want to belabor it much more here. But I want to lead you toward now what I think it takes for the principles that will lead us toward this kind of loving life. I want to say again, love is enough. It's enough for how to live life. It just wraps itself around a genius strategy for living with people. People are everywhere, folks. You're not going to escape people. And if you tried to, if you got off the grid and you went out in the woods or up in the north or south pole and you were isolated, guess what? You're still living with a people. That's you. Because when we love, we are inviting humanity into our life. And when we love others as we love ourselves, well, even if I'm living solo, I got to love myself somehow. So when I love the unlovable person, and sometimes loving the unlovable is loving me, it's to learn to live in the majesty of God, because God is love. When I love the unlovable, that's God's practice. That's God's being. That's God's essence. God is love. Love is God. And when God is loving the world, God so loved the world, the most famous Bible verse in history, he gave his only begotten son. When God loves, that doesn't mean everybody's loving back. So when God is rejected, he knows, God knows what we are now being called to do as well. And it is painful. There's no doubt about it, because being rejected or cursed all the while you love, it can become a beautiful and furious, scorching beauty. Because see, when you spit on love, or you throw love to the ground, or you kick it around, love is so strong, it will live on. It doesn't quit. Love never fails. Remember 1 Corinthians 13. Love never fails. It'll live on, and yet it'll be wise enough to live large where love is welcomed. You see, that's how God functions in the big, wide universe in which we live. This is the functionality of God. It is a genius strategy. Love is the only strategy, but really it's a genius strategy. When you search it out for what it really is, when you search the depth of love, then you know, my goodness, this is like climbing Mount Everest. I better plan. I better have the right kind of calorie intake. I better keep my mind rested, my body rested, because love is going to put me on a treadmill and on an upward climb. That's going to take my breath. It will. It'll exhaust my mind. I'm going to need some rest. I'm going to have to retreat strategically. I'm going to find out that I can't just stay at the grind of it forever. I'm going to have to, in keeping my love strong and alive and vibrant, I'm going to have to rest a bit. There's all of those things factored into this search for love. You see, I'm at 69, you know, I'm just a few months away. March will turn me into 70. And getting to be 70 is a milestone in my mind. And I just want my remaining days. You know, I'm not about to die, but you know, I can see it from here. It's getting close. In my remaining days, I want to be known for love. I want love to be the characteristic that I'm called for, that somebody would say, you know, that guy, that Dean guy, that Bishop Dean guy, you know, every time he opened his mouth, you're going to hear something about love. And every time you saw him, you're going to see something about love. And every interaction he had, whether it's at Quick Trip or the grocery store or you name it, somewhere along the way, he may not be perfect, but somewhere in his interactions, you're going to discover love. Now, let me give you the principles. I'm going to wrap today up and wrap those seven imperfections of love up with these principles of how to practice this kind of love. I believe, first of all, you need a good community of lovers around you, people that are given to the same notion. You can't do this solo. You're going to have some accountability. Once again, in 12 steps, we recommend everybody have a sponsor. That's somebody you call when you're on the ropes and you've been beaten back and beaten up and you're tempted to throw it all in. Have a sponsor, have accountability, have a community. Develop an accountable community around you. No, I'm not talking about somebody who will always point out your failures. I'm talking about people around you who point out you've done well. Now hang in there. Somebody who can tell you need a little rest. You need to back up a little bit, take a little strategic retreat from your passion for love and regain energy to go back at it. That's what I'm talking about when you create an accountable community around you. Next principle for living this life of love is to learn to listen deeply. Oh my. Go ahead, ask me. Ask me what I think about listening deeply. Okay, I will. I see that hand. I just yesterday received my hearing aids. Now listen carefully. How ironic, right? Listen to me carefully. That took me an awful lot of research. I'm a deep research kind of fellow when it comes to buying something, especially as something as expensive as hearing aids. And I looked and I looked and I looked, and I just finally decided, you know, I could look forever and not do something about it. But then when I saw myself and I could see myself in interactions with people, especially youngsters, my grandchildren and teenagers and others, and I was constantly saying, huh? I'm sorry, say again. Please help me. I didn't hear you. I realized that my physical ability to listen deeply has been impaired, and it's so awful to look at yourself and realize I'm not listening physically. But here's what I've learned in just the last day that my hearing aids are, I'm practicing. I've developed some bad habits that out of my physical disability have affected me in other ways, emotionally. I'm short-circuiting my listening. And so listen deeply is what this next principle for loving is. So I'm talking to me as much as anybody else out there. Listen deeply. Make eye contact. Give people that one slice of your lifetime, and I mean in the moments on your watch, give them your time to look in the eye and listen deeply, knowing that all of us, whether you've had some physical handicap such as I've had, or just out of laziness, we aren't listening well. We're in this awful political season right now, and it just breaks my heart because we are not listening to one another. We're not talking to each other. We're talking at each other. And our hearing is suffering. Our emotions are suffering. Our nation is suffering. Our communities are suffering. And I do believe that love is the answer. I am convinced love is that answer. I think this whole vacuum of being able to listen to one another is a setup for a new day of love. So the principles that we need to practice to reach for the heavy lifting of love and the beauty of love is listening deeply, having an accountable community, number one, listening deeply, number two. Number three is convince yourself, talk to yourself about keeping an advice-free zone in your life. Not everybody wants your advice. Not everybody's interested in what you got to say. Make sure that your advice is something that is requested, even slightly. Just make sure, you know, just see to it that, and double check, are you asking for my advice? Do you want me to throw in a few things here? I've got some 2 cents I want to give you, but if you don't need my 2 cents, I'm certainly not here to throw it at you. Create an advice-free mentality. Listening deeply means you may just have to listen without granting some wisdom of your own, and you may have it, but make sure it's respected in a way that they say, somebody says to you, I'm wondering what you think. I need to hear what you know. Now we've got the opportunity to offer advice, but don't pile it on. Just carefully sort it out. And then ask if, you know, they have any questions along the way. And that leads to the next principle of how to practice love. And that is ask honest and open questions. Knowing that, you know, we may not all agree on any one thing, but asking honest questions is part of the practice of love. It's saying, how are you? No, I mean, really, how are you? Yeah, I know. We all greet each other. Hey, how you doing? And most of the time, if not all the time, we're not really asking. But when we ask somebody, how are you? It takes a beat, one beat, one pause and say, hi, how are you doing? I'm curious. How's your week been? How's your day been? Are you surviving this adventure of life? Are you climbing the mountain or are you tumbling down on the wrong side of it? Asking honest questions, oh my goodness, it just means all the world. And last but not least in principles how to practice love is just respect silence. When you're not asked for advice, when you're in a conversation, ask yourself, am I doing all the talking here? Am I talking long? Am I getting too windy? You know, that's an occupational hazard for this guy right here. See, I got your rapt attention. You don't get to make me stop on this half an hour. I'm just going to go on and on and on. And that's a bad habit if I carry it into my day-to-day life. I can't just stand in front of people and talk for a half an hour. That isn't fair. It's not fair to the other person. Respecting silence means that, first of all, I've got to convince myself that sometimes my own silence really is golden, that people aren't always ready for me to just carry on and on and on. You know, it's a dialogue, not a monologue. So in the process of having a conversation with people, check your internal clock, if not your wristwatch, and ask yourself, how long have I been talking here? Did I really answer their question, or have I journeyed on to a variety of other thoughts that I want to make sure you hear? So those are the principles of practicing love, which will keep you on track as you go through as the seven imperfections of love: the rejection, the introspection, the never-ending force of love, the hurts, the enemies that you have to love, the weeping that love will lead you to, and love that has the strength to say I'm sorry. Those principles, these four or five principles I just gave you about an accountable community, listening deeply, creating an advice-free zone, practicing asking honest and open questions, and respecting silence. You know, those matters matter. I don't know how else to say it. Those matters matter. Well, here at the No BS Bishop, we conclude with two practices, and those practices relate to what I just talked to you about. When I said you have to have strategic retreats in order to strengthen yourself for ongoing love, I think we can do that every day, and that is through the practice of good, strong, healthy breathing. So if you're seated, set up straight, put your feet flat on the floor, and at the count of three, I want you to take in the deepest breath you know how, all right? It's not easy, but breathe in to the bottom of your lung and hold it on the count of three. One, two, three. Breathe in. And hold it. And exhale. You see, that's a strategic retreat. That's how we slow ourselves down. Breathing is the most essential human activity, but it is also essential to our mental health. It's essential for our being able to carry on day by day by day. Breathe strategically as a point of retreat for yourself. The second practice that we do here at No BS Bishop is, it's like the first, but yet it's more active in terms of you're going to need somebody, that whole accountability community around you, right? And that is to find somebody, make eye contact, and say the most charmed three words in the human language, the most magical song you'll ever sing in three words. And those three words are, I love you. Yeah, I know. It gets weird. It feels awkward. People will dodge eye contact if they're not used to you doing this. I've found that people know me well enough to know that when I show up that I'm likely going to do that. I do a prayer and meditation exercise with groups, and one of my points of reference in that time is get somebody's eye contact, and they all go, oh boy, here we go. But they do it, and you know what? When that group is done, you hear laughter, you see tears, you find that people are suddenly disarmed in a beautiful, beautiful way. Make eye contact. Slow it down. Don't repeat those words so fast that you can hardly tell one word from the other. Make those three words true prose, true poetry, true music in the ears of somebody who you can gather their attention and simply say, I love you. I promise you, somewhere along the way, you're going to make somebody's day, their week, and maybe make it a memory for their lifetime. I know this because it's happened to me. I've had that experience, and I'm here to offer this experience for those of you listening. Well, again, I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and this is the No BS Bishop. I believe love alone is the credible value of all human participation. This is a full contact sport called humanity. We're in this, and we're bumping into each other physically sometimes, but more often than not emotionally, psychologically, and we're going to have the full protection that the practice of love grants us. Now I urge you, go out there and do something beautiful. Because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. It's time for people with a beautiful language, with a beautiful countenance and beautiful words to go out into our world and shine the light of love. I so appreciate your half hour, the half hour of your life and time. Join me again here next week for the No BS Bishop.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.